really like them. When the Holy Ghost moves and takes over, and somebody in the congregation, right while you're speaking the word. Y'all remember when Peter was preaching at Cornelius' house? It didn't say that the ones they laid hands on. It didn't say the ones that fell out. It just said the ones that heard the word. Peter was preaching, and while he was preaching, they started believing it and receiving it right while he was preaching. And the Holy Ghost came on them. Hallelujah. So I like it when it happens that way. And I feel like I'll preface just a few moments here, but I do feel like that God's dealing with me. And I tell you what I'd like. And I'd like for you to pray this way, that God would just help me in my ministry from now on, that I just become totally Christ focused in my preaching and my message. And just would that be all right with you if I just preach the rest of my ministry about Jesus? I mean, what would be wrong with that? Jesus, it's all in Jesus. Bill Houston used to say, all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus, it's all in Jesus. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy and I love him. So the Lord being my helper, I want to try to tell you some more this morning about who you are in Christ and what we are and what we have by birth and what God has given us as an heir and a joint heir. I read in Romans chapter 8 on Sunday night. If we can really get a hold of that and start believing that, not just head knowledge, but get it in our heart and believe who we really are. I tell you what, we're going to scare the devil. We're going to scare hell, because he wants us to put everything that God's going to do for us off in the future in heaven at the end. But we need to start understanding there's some things that we have right now here. And so that's what I want to talk to you some more about. This morning we're going to Hebrews chapter 1. And we're going to read some verses in Hebrews chapter 1. If you can see it there on the screen, you want to stand and read along with us. We'd sure like for you to read these passages. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. And then we're going to go down to verse number 8. And then we're going to go to verses 13 and 14, all in that chapter, and I don't think I'm on here. Praise God. All right, let's read it all together. Verse number 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had made by himself. Let's read that again. I messed up there. Let's go back to verse number 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Let's look at verse number 8. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Look at verse number 13 and 14. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Praise God. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated. Praise God. God, who in sundry times has in divers manners spake in time past by the prophets, hath in these last days, hallelujah, in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Praise God. Verse number 4, being made so much better than the angels. Christ, he's speaking about Christ being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance. There's that word again. We are an heir. What we have and who we are in Christ is not given to us. We have not obtained it by works, but rather we are an heir. Hallelujah. And he is the beginning of that inheritance. I want you to look at verse number 5 if you're looking in your Bible there. For unto, and he's asking this as a question. And I want you to, in your mind, to walk through this with me. For unto which of the angels said he at any time? You that read the Bible and you study and you understand. Which angel can you think of at any time in biblical history that God said to Gabriel or to Michael or to one of those archangels, you're going to be my son. This day I'm going to beget you to be my son. It's a question. That's what he's asking. Did he ever say that? Did God ever exalt one of his angels in that way? No. Oh no. But he has the son. Amen. Again, I will be unto him a father, and he shall be my son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. That again, he's talking about Jesus. Jesus, God never asked people to worship an angel. Come on here now. Oh no. But when he begot his only son, he said, worship him. Let all the angels of God worship him. Why? Because he has been highly exalted. He's been given a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, everything in heaven and in earth and under the earth, every created being, everything would give honor and worship him. Oh, I wish somebody shout hallelujah in here this morning. Praise God. And of the angels saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, I've already read that verse 8. He saith, thy throne, O God, is forever. Amen. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Oh, I'd like to preach to you today. Amen. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God hath appointed thee, who? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Appointed thee with the oil of gladness above all thy fellows. Amen. Am I getting him high enough, church? Are you going along with me here this morning? Are you seeing him who he is? God, in its sundry times, he used Abraham. He used Elijah. He used Elisha. He used a lot of great men as prophets. But in these last days, God has chosen to speak to us by his Son. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hath laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. Verse number 10. They shall perish, but thou, amen, thou remainest, and they all shall wax old like a garment, amen, and as a vesture thou shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Amen. God spoke and said, let there be light. I already read that to you. You read it with me in the opening. And all things, amen, somebody needs to get a hold of this. All things are upheld by the word of his power. Amen. There's not a prayer warrior in the world that had to get in earnest before God last night and say, oh God, let the sun rise in the morning. Oh God, we pray that you'll let the sun rise. Oh God, by our faith, we're believing the sun's going to rise. No. He spoke it in sundry times. He said, let there be light. Amen. And as long as this earth remains, the sun will come up and it'll come up with perfect accuracy. Amen. Even years and years into the future. Amen. People that study can tell you exactly on a certain day what time the sun will rise. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to worship God in here this morning. Amen. He is upholding all things by the word of his power. Amen. But in these last days, amen, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you again, I may say this 1,000 times in the next few years while I preach, but if I can get you to understand and I can get you to accept and I can exalt Christ and get you to believe who He is and who He wants to be in your life right now, it will change the way you go to church. It will change the way you live for God. It will change your attitude about God. It will change your desires toward Him and what you want to do. Amen. How you live, how you dress, where you go, what you say, it will revolutionize your experience. Amen. Because you understand who He is and who you are in Him. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I'm feeling better about this already. Everything else is going to wax old. This old world's going to wax old. And God's going to fold it up like a vesture and put it away in the history of His mind. Amen. But Jesus Christ will be forever. He is the heir. Amen. He has been given the inheritance. Amen. And we can accept those things because we believe in Him. Would somebody give Him some praise? Would somebody give Him some honor? Would somebody give Him some glory? Amen. Amen. And which of the angels did He say at any time, sit thou at my right hand? Yes. Till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Amen. Now to my title. Condition does not define your position. Amen. Hallelujah. One does not acquire son status by works. Would somebody say amen? Hallelujah. I preached to you Sunday night over there in John chapter 8. He that committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the son abideth not in the house forever, but the son forever. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, church, please get a hold of this morning. I'm telling you. I think I may have been beating a lot of things, amen, and beating the air a lot of times and straining myself in a lot of different ways when I didn't really understand to preach and to teach. If you can receive Christ as your Savior, not 20 years ago, not 50 years ago, not 60 years ago, but right now, while I'm preaching to you right now, you can understand I am a child of God right now, and I have a heritage. I have an inheritance because I'm His. I'm an heir of God, and I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. I've already tried to tell you and read to you this morning the scriptures. He has said to them, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. How many knows that God can turn some things around in our life? Amen. How many knows that God can change some situations? And all of a sudden, the thing that's been describing and defining our condition will be turned around because we realize who we are in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We are His. We belong to Him. Everything is at our disposal that God gave Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's the reason you're healed. That's the reason you're saved. That's the reason you're in church. Is because you accepted Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
And that is your status. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I know that's not always a word that people like to use. Amen. But we are not a servant because the servant abideth not forever. But we are a son. Amen. And when you are a son, that is your place and your status. I'm going to say it again. When you get an experience with God and you start loving God and you start realizing who you are in Christ. Amen. And you start claiming and you start believing it. You will keep more of the commandments by accident than you ever did or ever could or ever would even think about it. Amen. When you're trying. Hear me preaching here this morning. There's a lot of people trying to serve God that don't know God. But you'll never be able to serve Him pleasingly. No matter how good you do if you don't know Him. And part of knowing Him is knowing who you are. Oh, hallelujah. Are you getting a hold of this morning, church? Amen. God has said, this is who you are in me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that does not determine your position by what your condition is at any given time.
God help us today.
Amen.
God help us today.
Praise God. Somebody just lift your hands and worship God.
Praise God. Touch our hearts today, God. Touch us.
Please, I'm begging you, don't just sit here and let me preach this morning. I like it when people worship God while I preach. Amen. Somebody's going to start believing this. Somebody's going to start getting a hold of it. Right while I'm preaching, I'm praying. I've already prayed beforehand. Somebody would just say, I think that's me. I think I can have that. I think I already have that. I think I've already received that. Amen. And I may be in a terrible condition right now. I may be in a horrible place right now. Amen. Oh, yes. But every once in a while, right in the service, amen, I notice that sometimes with Sister Sandra, I kind of look over there toward her. Amen. And after a while, I hear that sound come out. Amen. Out of her mouth as she begins to worship God. Amen. Like it was last Sunday night when Brother Dickie come out from between the pews. Amen. Because somebody realizes, amen, I believe it. I receive it. I know who it is. I know who I am. I know God can work in my life. I know God can show me things. Amen. I know what the devil's telling you. He's telling you you can't because. You can't because. You can't because of your past. You can't because of what you've done. Amen. But all of the past does not have to define one day in your future if you can understand who you are in Christ.
Amen.
Which angel did he say, sit down on my right hand till I make you my footstool? Was it Michael? Was it Gabriel? Was it? No, but it was his son. Oh, how many of this morning, right while I'm preaching, would like to take all your problems and everything that's built up in your mind right now and just put it somewhere and sit down on it? Amen. And say, oh God, you're highly exalted. Amen. I'm just going to sit on my problems and the condition I'm in now. You're going to make those things my footstool. Amen. And I'm going to sit right here and hold on to God and believe who I am and let you fight my battles for me. Amen. Sister, you're going to never get your battles fought in your own. You failed too many times. But if you'll believe who you are in Jesus Christ and claim the victory through the name of Jesus, you can walk out of the dungeon you're in and live in victory. Would somebody shout hallelujah? Your condition now does not define who you are. Your condition does not define your position. If you are a child of God, amen, it may look bad. Amen. Let me tell you about a young man, and he had a lot of marks against him. Amen. Listen. You, and I know you Bible readers know it, but if you'd go read those chapters in Genesis when Joseph was sold by his brethren, you remember he had a position. Amen. By it was given to him by his father. It was also given to him by revelation from God. Amen. Are y'all still here? Also, it was in his genealogy. He was the great grandson of Abraham. Oh God, man, I can't get away from this. Amen. Brother Brad, please hear me preach this morning, son. It will change your Christian walk. It will change your life. If I can get you to believe who you are now in Christ and accept it and receive it and believe who you are. He knows I'm a grandson, great grandson of Abraham. My father has given me, he's given me status. He's given me a coat of many colors. Amen. I had two dreams. I dreamed that we were binding sheaves in the field, and all of my brother's sheaves stood up and gave obeisance to mine. Amen. I've seen a vision of the sun and the moon and 11 stars. And that was revelation. His father had given him a position. God had given him a revelation. And he knew that he was Abraham's great-grandson. Amen. Come on now. You're going to walk with me a little bit. And when he got out to where his brothers were and they pulled that coat off of him, it did not change who he was. Amen. His condition began to change rapidly. His condition deteriorated rapidly. But it did not change the fact that he was Abraham's great-grandson. It did not change the fact that Isaac that had the blessing and Jacob his father that had the blessing, had that same blessing had been placed upon Joseph, and it mattered not what his condition was. It mattered not what his state was. It did not change who he really was. I need to preach to you this morning. I beg you to receive it, believe it. Amen. Let's know who we are in Christ. And do not let your past change who you really are. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, woo, man. I'm wanting to preach. I'm wanting to shout. I'm wanting to run. I'm wanting to sing. I'm wanting to worship. I just don't know how to do it all at the same time. Amen. But I know some people that are in some severe places. You don't know what you're going to do. You don't know how you're going to turn your past around. Let me preach to you this morning. Just accept Christ. Amen. And put all of those things in the past. And let God take all of those things and make them your footstool. Amen. And sit down at his right hand and rejoice in the power Christ has given you through him. Too many times we let our condition make us think that our position has changed. Your condition's bad, so I guess God's forsaken you. Your condition's terrible, so I guess you're not saved. Things is not going right in your life, so I guess God's left you.
Come on.
Your condition does not have anything to do with your position. Hear me preach now. He was sold in slavery. But the servant abideth not in the house forever. Somebody get a hold of this, please. Hear it now. Hallelujah. He looks bad. And then it wasn't too long until one day a woman told a lie on him. Anybody ever had a lie told on you? I've had a lot of things told on me that wasn't so. And I could tell that somebody else heard it, because when the next time I run into them, their attitude was a little different toward me. They didn't have the nerve to say, hey, I heard something on you. Is it truth or not? They just believed it went on. But you know what? Amen. I'm the same man now as I was then. I know who I am in Christ. I was just as saved then as I am now. I'm just as saved now as I was then. My condition has metamorphosed a lot of times. I've been through a lot of things, but it does not change who I am. Oh, get a hold of it. Believe it. Believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm telling you, it looked bad. Preached a message one time on character. On reputation versus character. When that woman, that day, Joseph, nobody else was in the house, but just him and her. And she began to holler out, rape, rape, somebody's raping me. I know that's a strong word. We don't like to use that in church, but that's what Joseph was accused of. Do you hear me? Amen. He could have went to prison. My God, he could have went to prison. He did go to prison. Amen. For rape. Hear me preaching here today. For abusing somebody. I'm telling you, it looked bad when that woman stood there in that room and held up his coat. And Joseph is nowhere to be found. Are y'all identifying with me now? That was his condition. He finds himself now in prison. He finds himself with sentence hanging over him. He is a rapist. He's in the king's prison. Amen. And besides all of that, the woman that he went against and molested, as far as the law is concerned, is a very mighty man in the nation of Egypt. I'm telling you, his condition was bad. Are you identifying with me this morning? But it did not change his position. It didn't change he was a grandson of Abraham. It didn't change that Jacob had given him a coat of many colors, even though it had been torn to shreds and dipped in the blood of a kid goat. It did not change who he was. Somebody shout hallelujah in here this morning. Thank God I'm saved. Thank God I'm born again. Thank God I'm a son of God. And I didn't get it by works, but I got it by birth. Hallelujah. I'm talking about your condition. He's in a bad condition. It don't look good. It looks bad. His condition is now that he's 10 to 12 years in the king's prison. He's eating the bread crumbs. and the bread scraps with the rodents that lived in that place.
Yeah.
I mean, his position was not a good one. Amen. His condition was not a good condition. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you getting this morning? Is somebody identifying with the preacher? Amen. Yeah, but preacher, I'm sick. But preacher, I have a disease. But preacher, I have an addiction. But preacher, I have a reputation. But preacher, everybody knows my past. And everybody knows what I've done. And my friend, if you don't start remembering who you are in Christ, the devil is going to hold that over your head till the latest, last, longest day you live. And 10 years from now, you'll still be sitting in that same place and not move toward God. Amen. Because of your condition. But your condition does not have to define your position. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. 10 years. Praise God. Which of the angels, which of the prophets did he say, "Sit down my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool"? Amen. Identify with me this morning with Joseph. That day came. I don't take too long to preach all of Joseph's life. But that day came that God brought him up out.
Yeah, right.
He was still the same man the day they brought him out.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, hear me. Amen. When everybody else is doing it and everybody else is saying it and everybody else is going there and everybody else is wearing it. Amen. And everybody else is doing it and everybody else is saying it and everybody else is thinking it and everybody else is laughing at that joke. And you turn and walk away. Amen. And somebody gets something on you and tells something on you, tries to malign you and make you feel bad. Remember, when God brings you out, you'll be the same man the day God brings you out as you was the day you went in. If you don't join the crowd. Amen. So while you're in your horrible condition, please hear me preach this morning. While you're in your horrible condition,
come on now.
Remember who you are in Christ. Because God wants to bring you out the same man you was as the day you went in.
That's right. Amen.
Somebody lift your hands right now and give the Lord the praise in here.
Woo!
Holy, holy, holy. Thank God. Thank God. I know. God, you're showing me. You're dealing with me, Lord. And I love it. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, you're showing me who I am in Christ. Amen. Let me lift you up this morning in my congregation. Amen. To this flock over whom you've made me an overseer. Amen. And let them not see me, but let them see you in your exalted form. Hallelujah. That they may believe and receive who they are. Lift your hands all over the house and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You don't know what I'm going through right now, preacher. Identify with Joseph. Your condition may be horrible. Your condition may be despicable. Amen. Your life may be terrible. But if you know you've been saved, hallelujah. You may be sick. Your body may be diseased. But if you know who you are in Christ, you can reach out and believe for your healing. It doesn't matter where you are. Your family may be on the rocks. The devil may be trying to destroy you. But if you know who you are in Christ, there will be a day, hallelujah, that God will bring you out and exalt you and your enemies. Amen. Your enemies will be your footstool. I want to know something this morning. Because I know I'm preaching. Everybody in this house I'm preaching to is going through something. Every one of you that I'm preaching to are in some kind of condition this morning. I want to ask you, how many of you would like to just sit down on your problems, amen, and put your condition in the past and let God make your enemies. Amen. And it may not even be a person. It just may be things in your life that's your enemy. It's enmity against God. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, hey, God, I'd just like for you to do that today. Which of the angels said he at any time, "Set thou my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool"? Amen. So Joseph is brought up. He's brought to high places in the government. He's second only to the king And a few days rocks on. And he's sitting in his chamber, basically being the ruler, calling the shots for the whole nation of Israel. Egypt, which is probably at its height in world prominence at that time. And Joseph is in that place. Amen. And somebody knocks on his door and says, there's some men here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Y'all getting it? There's some men here from Canaan.
Yeah. They want some corn. Come on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now all Joseph has to do is sit down, cross his legs, lean back in his recliner, and say, hey, y'all listen, y'all are looking at me funny, but because I know this is different, I usually preach it, but we ought to rejoice right here for just a moment with Joseph. Could we do it? I know usually we don't, but right now could we? Because this is the day that God has set him on the right hand of the king, and he has made his enemies his footstool.
Right. It was off of your head.
Woo! He tell you, Reuben, Issachar, Dan,
knew every one of them.
Levi, Judah.
Yeah.
I wished I had me a footstool up here. Go back out and lock them guys up and keep them for a week or two.
Yeah.
I wish y'all wouldn't look at me right now. I really wish y'all would rejoice. Brother Roger, that was the day that God made Joseph's enemies his footstool.
That happened that day.
Their lives were in his
hand. All he would have had to say.
He could have done anything he wanted to do with those men.
That's right.
He had been accused of rape. He had spent 10 years in a horrible, despicable condition. But it did not change his position. Somebody shout. Somebody go to the pen and get me a song. We're fixing to bring this to a close. I'm still not done. I'm still going to have to preach some more on this, Brother Jeff. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I did want to end this part today. Hey man, come here, come down here, Brother Luke. So somebody's getting me a song. Have you ever been in a bad condition, Brother Luke? Have you ever been in a horrible condition? Have you ever been in a condition where you couldn't help yourself? Have you ever been in a condition where nobody else could help you? Have you ever been in a condition where the doctors give up on you? It looks like there's no hope. Come on, church.
Come on.
I know we all know Luke's story now, don't we? I mean, Luke can sit up here on the front seat in front of the pastor and his wife, cross his legs every once in a while because God has made his enemies. Amen. Rejoice, son, in what God's already done for you. I know there's some things you're yet believing him for, but there's a lot of enemies, things that was against you that God has already made your footstool. I need somebody to start rejoicing now. You just need to think about it. You're laying in the hospital. You can't walk. You can't lift your hands. You can't see. You can't talk. That was your condition. But my brother, you was already saved when that ATV turned over on top of you, son. And all the time that it looks like God's rejected and God's forgot about you and you're not going to get a miracle, it did not change who you was. Church, we got to believe this morning. We got to understand who we are. It'll change the way we live. It'll change the way we worship. It'll change the way we sing. It'll change the way we go to church. It'll change our attitude. It'll change the way we live our life. Amen. Praise God if we just believe who we are. The devil controls who we are because of our condition. I've heard y'all talk about it. Come on out here. You're backing up on me. That day that Brother Bill Houston came and prayed for you. And he said something about taking the blood of the Father's Son.
He said, "Oh God, you take that healing virtue out of your son's veins and place into this man's son's veins. The healing virtue out of your son's veins. And place into this man's.
Thank you, Jesus.
Out of your son's veins." Now, y'all got to remember, these messages are building one on another. You remember, God hath highly exalted Jesus Christ. He has given him power over everything. How many remember reading it in Luke chapter 16? All power. Somebody say all. All power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. Amen. And if Jesus Christ says, all right, I'm going to take some of mine out and I'm going to put it in you. Amen. I believe, Brother Luke, that is the only reason that you are walking, that you are talking, that you are seen. Hallelujah. It's because of what God done. I know he can heal you in heaven. I know he can heal you in eternity. And I'm wondering this morning why this church is not on your feet right now, lifting up your hands and praising God because of who you are. Thank him because you're saved. Rejoice because you know him. Thank him because you're a child of God. Amen. And believe. Go ahead, give him praise. Amen. I hope they're ready to sing. Give him praise. Give him praise. Thank him for what he's doing. Worship him. Honor him. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Brother Ken, Sister Sherry, your condition has nothing to do with who you are. Amen. Your condition, your past, those years you were out of sin. Amen. It does not change who you are in Christ right now. Somebody believe it. Somebody receive it. Somebody receive your healing. Somebody receive your promise. Somebody claim something right now. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Give me some notes on that piano right there. I want to preach with the music here just a little bit. Come on here, church. Amen. We're not hardly quite where we need to be just yet. Let's worship God. Let's worship. Give God some praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the glory. Thank you for who he is. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what he's doing in your life right now. I want you to take a look. I want you to examine right now your condition. Examine your condition spiritually. Are you doing it? Examine your physical. Are you sick? Are you ill? Is there a disease ravaging your body right now that you would like to be free from? Are you battling an addiction? Are you battling a besetting sin? I'm wondering right now, are you battling your past? And you can't get past your past, and the devil keeps you reminded of that every day. What you've done in the past, how bad you messed things up, how horrible your life is going to be the rest of your life because of your past. I want you to take all of that out of your mind for just a moment. Amen. And remember that Jesus raised, that God raised Jesus up. Hallelujah. And we are his. Our condition may be bad. Joseph's reputation was ruined. My God, I'm telling you, it looked bad. It looked real bad. He had a lot of marks against him. Amen. His condition was horrible. Amen. But thank God, he never forgot who he was. The devil wants you to redefine your position and who you are in Christ by your condition. He wants you to see how bad your condition is to the place that you won't believe God. And that you'll start thinking that you really aren't saved and never was saved, and God won't do anything for you because of what you've done. In the name of Jesus, you need to get that off your mind. Get that off your mind, sis. Get that off your mind. Get it out of your mind right now. Rebuke that in the name of Jesus. As long as you stay there, you're going to be bound by those besetting sins. As long as you stay there, Sister Retta, you're going to stay sick. Amen. I looked at you and I called you out, but I know you love me. I feel like I can get by with it. I don't know what's going on in your body, but I know God can heal you right now. Amen. How many believe with me it's not God's will for his children to have disease and sickness? The church has started accepting those things, but we don't have to. I don't want to accept that my children that are not saved are going to die lost and go to hell. Amen. I sent one of them a text this week or this past week, and I said, don't forget who you are. Amen. It's not the fact that they're my son. Amen. We're flesh. There's no room for flesh to glory. Amen. But if they can understand what they have and what they've been given and start believing it. Are you believing with me, church? You have loved ones that's lost. You have people that have needs. You have needs in your family. You're never going to be able to work them out.
Your own wisdom and your own power and your own understanding, you're going to never be able to get there.
Lift your hands all over this house. Let's worship. Amen. One brother's already in the altar. The altars are open. Come on, how about some more joining them right now? Let's come on down here. Let's seek God. Some of you gather around. Amen. We need some sisters to lay hands on Sister Beatrice. She's still battling. I believe God can give us the victory over this thing in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, come on. Go ahead and sing, sister. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give Him praise.
It's all in Jesus. Jesus, we believe in who He is.
believing I'm a child of God. I'm going to start believing I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Joseph's surroundings didn't have anything to do with who he was. It didn't matter if they were stripping him or if they were tipping him. It made no difference who he was. It didn't make any difference if he was on the king's right hand or in the king's dungeon. It didn't make any difference about who he really was. Amen. There may be times we struggle, folks. There may be times our condition don't look good. There may be times things in our past works against us. But oh, thank God if we can believe who we are. Thank you, Lord. I'm an heir. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what our surroundings, what our condition is. Thank you, Lord. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the glory. Amen. I'm saved. I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm well. Thank God. No matter what the doctor says, no matter what the banker says, no matter what the judge says, no matter what my friends say, I'm saved. I'm saved, and I know that I am. I've been born again. Been washed in the blood of Jesus. Thank God I'm free.
Simon Peter walked abreast, putting his faith.
Oh, get a hold of it, church. Get a hold of it. Get a hold of it. Get a hold of it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. It will change our church. It'll change our walk with Christ. Oh, yes, it will. Yes, it will. Amen. Amen. church, let's don't forget who we are. I know I preached Hebrews chapter 1 today, and I'm smart enough to understand that, you know, the writer was speaking about Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand until his enemies was made his footstool. And I understand that was talking about Christ. But I do want you to understand this. I read it this morning. I believe it's in Ephesians about chapter 6 that he said that he had raised us up. How many remember reading that? To sit together in heavenly places with Jesus Christ, or in Christ Jesus, I think is the way he put it. So I think we can claim that God does that. God done that for Jesus Christ, made his enemies his footstool. Oh, I'll tell you what I want God to do in my life. I want him to do it in your life. I'm fixing to let you go. You can stand right now. We're fixing to dismiss the service. But I want you to think about it this afternoon and ask God to just let those things that are controlling you, that are determining and defining who you are, say, God, I'm looking for that day that those things are going to be my footstool. I'm just going to sit back. I'm just going to sit down on them. I'm going to sit down on that disease. Amen. Anybody relating with me this morning? That thing that's aggravating me and agitating me, I'm just going to sit down on it. And those things are going to be made my footstool, and I'm going to sit together with Christ. How many knows that Jesus is sitting at the right hand? How many know that right now? Amen. And you know the reason he's there? He's there to make intercession. Amen. I know you're wanting to go, but how many knows that Jesus, how many knows that Jesus' prayers get answered? I want Sister So-and-so to pray for me. I want Brother Jeff to pray for me. I do. Brother Ken, I want you to pray for me. I want Brother Carlton to pray for me. I want Brother Dickey. If I get sick, I want you to pray for me. But the consolation is that Jesus is praying for me. I'm telling you, church. Oh, man, I'm a mind to preach some more. But I'm telling you, if we start looking at it through that prism, instead of running, trying to get somebody to lay hands on me or somebody to pray for me, or if that person would just pray for me, or if they would come for revival, I'm telling you, it would change our Sunday night service. But between now and Sunday night, we believe I'm a child of God. Jesus is praying for me. Amen. If Jesus is praying to the Father about this service we're going to have Sunday night, how many of us think we ought to join in? If you want to get a prayer answered, if you want your prayers answered, pray the same thing Jesus is praying. I promise you it'll get answered. Amen. You're dismissed right now. Lift your hands while they're praying, while they're